Representatives from ANO and the Social Democratic Party met on Monday to discuss the possibility of renewing talks on forming a viable government. The Prime Minister in resignation, Andrei Babiš, is pushing for a minority government between the two parties. The question is whether ANO made the latter an offer they could not refuse this time round. Jan Wellinger reports.
Czech politicians are still waiting for the outcome of dealings between ANO, the party which won the election last October, and the Social Democrats on the possibility of forming a successful coalition, with tacit support from the communists. After all, the government in resignation has been in power for well over 100 days, and the prime minister has had weeks or even months to get to yes, dealing with different parties in parliament and no doubt weighing the possibilities. The problem is that for Prime Minister Andrei Babiš, there are no easy options. Despite winning the election by a wide margin, ANO still have only 78 seats, well short of a majority in the lower house. The math has seen ANO approach right-wing parties such as the Civic Democrats, only to be rejected, the communists for tacit support, and others in the lower house. But after ANO rejected the possibility of working with Tomio Okamura's anti-EU Freedom and Direct Democracy Party, going against President Miloš Zeman's recommendation, the only option seemingly left was to return to the table and to make, presumably, a better offer to the Social Democrats. Prime Minister Babiš seemed to suggest that after talks between the two first collapsed roughly 10 days ago, this time reaching an agreement could be quick. Here's what he said ahead of Monday's meeting.
We need to know by next Friday that there is some kind of preliminary agreement. I, more than anyone, want to get this done. I want to ask the lower house for a vote of confidence, and that means reaching a deal on the different government portfolios.
That was reportedly the rub the last time around. Mentioned in the media were two key ministries, finance, which Mr. Babiš as prime minister and also former finance minister most likely wants ANO to retain, and the Ministry of the Interior, which last time ANO reportedly did not want to give up. The Social Democrats headed the latter in the last government and were said to be seeking the post as a requirement for entering a government which included the prime minister, as he is facing criminal charges for alleged EU subsidy fraud. Whether the offer by ANO in what proved to be a two-hour meeting on Monday moved the needle remains to be seen. After the meeting, Social Democrat leader Jan Hamáček was tight-lipped, revealing only the scantest of details.
ANO presented under which conditions it wanted renewed negotiations on a government coalition to continue. The first to hear the details of the offer will be members of the Social Democratic Party's top leadership. It will be up to members to decide whether we will accept the offer or not.
The Social Democrats' top representation includes Mr. Hamáček himself, but the speed with which the question is being approached may not be to the Prime Minister's liking. They will only meet by the end of the work week, while Mr. Babiš already wanted a commitment moving forward. Only two outcomes are considered likely at this point, either cooperation with the Social Democrats with tacit support from the communists, or a minority government of ANO alone, supported tacitly by the communists and also Freedom and Direct Democracy. Support from either of the two will come with strings attached, and some influential members of ANO in the past made clear already they had no intention of being in a government backed by Mr. Okamura.